We kick things off by getting ready for playoff football at Foxborough this weekend as we're joined by Christopher Price of Boston Sports Journal. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
Good. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing great. Looking forward to this. Interesting matchup of geezer quarterbacks with a lot to prove here. a shot at redemption for Philip Rivers and Tom Brady with a chance to prove it once more.
Well, that's why they're not playing on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. You know, these old guys, they can't stay up that late. They're playing Sunday at 1 so they can get to the early bird buffet by 5 o'clock. Right? That's the plan.
Exactly.
That's what I'm told by the NFL.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It should be fun. It really should be fun because, you know, you're looking at two of the preeminent quarterbacks, obviously, in, you know, the last decade or so in the NFL. I talked to someone in Los Angeles today who basically said this is setting up to be Philip Rivers' potential signature win, because you look at his career and he's put up phenomenal numbers ever since he's been in the league, won a bunch of games, but does not have that signature victory that these plus 35 quarterbacks need, that these guys who are, you know, on the cusp of the Hall of Fame, you know, want to go down as one of the best in history. You look at so many of his other contemporaries, whether it's Roethlisberger, Manning, you know, any one of the guys who came into the league around about the same time he did, he does not have that signature win. He doesn't obviously have a Super Bowl win, but he doesn't have that signature win. This is setting up to be one of those games, a possibility for him to be able to check something off the list, you know, that big postseason victory. If he can get it this time around, I think it'd be awful big for him.
I don't really know what to make of the game with the Ravens last week. They were given a lot of golden opportunities, but most of them ended up as field goals. And then in the fourth quarter, when it seemed like the game might be safely in hand, the offense really began to sputter for the Chargers.
It did. And it's I will say this. It is, no matter what you think of their occasional inconsistency in that department, you know, they haven't been able to put together, or they didn't, I'll say this last week, they didn't put together a full 60-minute game, but it was more than enough to win. This really strikes me as one of the more mentally tough teams the Patriots have faced in the postseason the last few years. Look, this is a Chargers team that's basically played around the world over the last, you know,
right,
3 months or so. You know, they've played overseas, they've come east, they've gone back west, whatever the case may be. And the ability to get on a plane and win games like that, it cannot be discounted. I know it's kind of broad brushing it when you're talking about, you know, what this team means, but they've been very impressed by the fact that they've been able to hang in, they've been able to win those games. And so, you know, you look at this team coming into this kind of game, they would seem well positioned to be the sort of roster that could push the Patriots. I still think New England is going to end up winning this thing, but I think the Chargers have a chance to make things uncomfortable for them for an extended period of time.
One of the more interesting roster moves we've seen in postseason football in recent years, the signing of Nick Rose, apparently just to kick off.
Yeah, because, and again, this is talking to people in Los Angeles, there are two things. They were worried about Badgley's leg strength, even though he connected on a 59-yarder earlier this year. The consistency on the kickoffs, especially in, let's just say, less than ideal weather, it's a little bit questionable. And so, you know, they wanted to get a guy who could kick out of the back of the end zone. The other thing, too, they're very mindful of Cordarrelle Patterson and his ability to kind of tilt the field in New England's favor. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, him just booted out of the back of the end zone all afternoon long and just kind of make sure that he remains a non-factor. But yeah, I mean, at this time of year, you rarely see those sorts of personnel moves, but it was interesting to see the Chargers pull the trigger on that one.
We're talking with Christopher Price of Boston Sports Journal. Well, interesting defensive alignment last week against the Ravens, often with seven defensive backs out there. They're very thin at linebacker. Will the Patriots try to take advantage of that, and do they have the personnel to do so?
If I'm the Patriots, I want to run the ball. I really do. And that not only, you know, would force the Chargers, I don't think it's going to be a Xerox copy defensively of what they were able to do last week against Baltimore. But if the Chargers do end up running six and seven defensive backs out there, if I'm Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick, I just keep checking down to Sony Michel and James White and running the ball as often as possible and kind of daring them to load the box and kind of get out of their game plan a little bit. So this is going to be a big game for the running backs regardless, not just in that aspect of it, but the Patriots have seen this Gus Bradley, Dan Quinn sort of defense before in years past. And one of the vulnerabilities of this group is they give up an awful lot of yards in the passing game to running backs. And so you look at the work of James White this past season, certainly sets up to be a big game for the likes of him because, you know, as we know, he is one of the better pass-catching backs in the league, and going up against this defense, I think he's going to have a lot of opportunities on Sunday.
And certainly in the last regular season game, they diversified the offensive portfolio, finally getting Chris Hogan involved in the action. So if they can get the ball to those wideouts, it seems like they're a bit more involved than they were for much of the season.
Yeah, I think at the same time, though, Rich, I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots once again kind of narrowed their focus, at least in the passing game. It was, if you're a Patriots fan, it was great to see Hogan, Dorsett, some of those other guys get opportunities in the passing game. And I think part of it was because, you know, Patterson was out, he was dealing with a knee issue, and they wanted to kind of get some other guys a little bit of work, and they're still trying to kind of find their footing when it comes to the post-Josh Gordon era. But I wouldn't be surprised if they narrowed their focus a little bit when it came to the postseason. I'm not saying that, again, you know, those guys aren't worthy targets, but as we've seen from Brady in the past, in big moments, he tends to go to his guys, whether it's Edelman, Gronkowski, James White, whatever the case may be.
We often look and say that the Patriots will have an advantage because of playoff experience, but David Andrews seemed to throw that notion out the window.
Yeah, he said it means absolutely nothing at this time of year. I think that they're, I mean, we saw it last week from Lamar Jackson, who was clearly a little shook at the start of that one, maybe a bit overwhelmed by the idea of playing on the big stage at this time of year. And so I'm going to be fascinated to see how the younger players respond out of the gate. The one guy I really have my eye on, and I think the Chargers are going to have their eye on, is rookie cornerback J.C. Jackson. He's a guy who's going to be playing in his first postseason game. He sets up to be a guy who's going to be starting opposite Steph Gilmore. And when you consider the Patriots secondary, you look at Gilmore, McCourty, both McCourties, Chung, Harmon, all of those guys have been relatively solid this year. That's not to dismiss the work of J.C. Jackson, but if I'm Phillip Rivers, start looking around for the rookie and trying to, you know, maybe create some favorable matchups involving him.
And so you've got a veteran, the consummate professional quarterback in Phillip Rivers, Gordon a bit dinged up. Will the Patriots play aggressively, or will they sit back a little bit?
I think they're going to be a little more aggressive than usual. The matchup that I'm interested in seeing is Gilmore going to travel on Keenan Allen? And I think that's going to really tell the tale. That's going to go a long way toward determining what happens in this matchup. If Gilmore is able to play at the level he's, you know, been at over the last, really for most of the 2018 season, I think that bodes very well for the Patriots. The other thing that I want to really keep an eye on, and you mentioned Gordon, and he's a little bit slower, dinged up because of the knee. We don't know exactly where he is, at least at this point of the week, is the tight end matchup, whether it's, you know, if Gates and how effective he can be at his age, and if Hunter Henry can play at all. I mean, he was activated this week, and when you consider the fact the Patriots have occasionally struggled against really good tight ends over the last year plus, I think that might present itself, again, if the Chargers are healthy and maybe where they want to be, that might present itself a little bit of an edge for Los Angeles.
Biggest health question about the Patriots might be Devin McCourty. What's the latest?
He's cleared to go. He talked to us the other day, which is always a good sign. And he said he's feeling okay. He was a little bit dinged up. For a guy who played so many snaps over the last few years, it was certainly eye-opening to see him kind of shut down there after the concussion issue. But he told us the other day he's feeling good. We asked him if he anticipates playing. He just kind of winked and said, you know, we'll see. I hope so, but we'll see. But look, he's going to play. He's one of the most important guys, you know, in terms of what they want to do defensively. So I'd be shocked if he wasn't out there on Sunday.
Christopher, you had a terrific piece in Boston Sports Journal about St. Thomas Aquinas down in Fort Lauderdale, George Smith,
yeah,
and the role that they'll play in whatever success the Patriots have this year.
That was fun to do. It really was. George Smith, a little background. George Smith is a legendary high school football coach at Fort Lauderdale at St. Thomas Aquinas, and has had guys leave his program and go on to bigger and better things in college and the pros. Michael Irvin is one name that comes to mind, but he was a high school coach for James White and Philip Dorsett. And he kind of shared some experiences with me, what it was like coaching those guys and how proud he is. And I love talking to high school coaches. I love talking to high school coaches anyway, but I love talking to high school coaches of guys who've made it to the NFL. One of the things that struck me this past summer when it came to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony was the fact that so many guys thank their high school coaches. And I think it's really important to stress the fact that a good high school coach look, not everyone's going to make the Hall of Fame. Not everyone's going to make the NFL or Major League Baseball or whatever the case may be. But a good high school coach can often set you on a path to success sooner rather than later. So it was fun to do. It was fun to talk to those guys about George Smith's influence on them. And it was fun to talk to Smith about where they started and how proud he is of them now going forward.
All right, can you give us one guy on offense, one on defense that you think need to play very well this weekend for the Patriots to be successful?
Offensively, I'm going to go with James White. I know it's a bit of a cop-out because he's been important to this team all year, but I think it's even more so now when you consider the stakes. This is a guy who I don't want to even think about where they would be offensively if he was not in the lineup. He's having a great season. He's my pick for regular season team MVP, and he needs to continue to play at a very high level for the reasons I mentioned before, but just because he's become so vital to what they want to get done offensively. Defensively, talked about the secondary, but I'm going to go in this case with Trey Flowers. Flowers, who's had a great year coming off the edge, he needs to be able to take his game to another level. It was fun talking to him in the locker room the other day because he said, I had a nightmare the other night that I wasn't able to set the edge. It was horrible. It was awful. So, you know, hopefully for him, there are no nightmares come Sunday against the Chargers. He's going to have to be his usual dominant self, getting consistent pressure on Phillip Rivers. The Patriots want to get to where they want to be ultimately.
Great stuff. As always, Christopher Price, Boston Sports Journal. Chris, appreciate you breaking it down for us. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Sounds good, Rich. Take care, and we'll talk soon.